Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from the Sermon on the Mount and talk to you about getting to the root of the matter. I'm going to read to you the words of Jesus in this famous sermon, Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 and 22, where we read this. "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, 'You fool,' shall be in danger of hellfire." In this section of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus shows the true meaning of the law of Moses. But this isn't Jesus against Moses. This is Jesus against false interpretations of Moses. Regarding the law, the two errors of the scribes and the Pharisees were that they both restricted God's commands, such as in the law of murder that we see here, but then they also extended the commands of God past God's intention. An example of that would be the law of divorce. But Jesus says here, "You have heard it said," because the people that Jesus spoke to had not studied the law of Moses for themselves. All they had was the teaching about the law from the scribes and the Pharisees. In this particular matter, the people had heard that the scribes and the Pharisees taught, "You shall not murder." And that's true. But in contrast to what they heard about the law, Jesus will now proclaim to them, "But I say to you." And with this, Jesus showed his authority, and he didn't rely on the words of previous scribes and teachers. Jesus taught them the true understanding of the law of Moses. And this is how Jesus explained it. "Whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." You see, the teaching of the scribes and Pharisees, quoting the law of Moses where it says, "You shall not murder," but that was true enough, but they also taught that anything short of murder might be allowed. Jesus corrected this, and he made it clear that it was not only those who commit the act of murder who are in danger of judgment. Those who have a murderous intention are also in danger of the judgment. Jesus exposed the essence of the heresy of the scribes of his day. To them, the law was only a matter of outward performance, never the heart. Jesus brought the law back to a matter of the heart. And so he said, "Whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council." To call someone raca expressed contempt for their intelligence. Calling someone a fool, as Jesus also mentioned there in verse 22, it shows contempt for their character. Now, notice, Jesus didn't say that anger was just as bad as murder. It's deeply wrong to think that someone who shouts at another person as anger has sinned just as badly as someone who angrily murders someone. No, Jesus emphasized that the law condemns both, without saying that the law declares that they're both the same. The laws of the people could only deal with the outward act of murder, but God's law also cares about our heart. Jesus exposed those who thought that they could hide behind the law of God, and they thought they could do it concerned with both the fruit and the root. And when we understand that, we come closer to truly understanding the law of God. So today, let's follow the words of Jesus and let Jesus speak to the heart and the motives of what we do, not only the outward action of it.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.